USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Emergency declarations of the global monkeypox outbreak are coming from San Francisco and New York State. Experts say anyone can contract the virus, and its symptoms could include a fever, headache, or rash anywhere on your body. Dr. Mark Abdelmalek is a dermatologist.
Anyone can get monkeypox. And so health officials everywhere, especially in San Francisco and New York now, want people to know it's time to pay more attention and to watch out for those signs and symptoms of monkeypox.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said this week that there should no longer be any doubt that Russia intends to dismantle Ukraine and dissolve it from the world map entirely. Linda Thomas Greenfield told the U.N. Security Council that the United States is seeing growing signs that Russia is laying the groundwork to attempt to annex all of the eastern Ukraine. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has even stated that this is Russia's war aim. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A Florida police officer is being charged with felony battery after grabbing another officer by the throat and screaming at her last year. Footage from multiple body cameras captured the officer, Sergeant Christopher Poliz, soon after he arrived at the scene of an ongoing arrest in November of last year. The charges against Poliz were announced this week. The sergeant, a 21-year veteran of the Sunrise Police Department, was originally placed on desk duty days after the incident, but has now been criminally charged. I find this behavior to be disgusting. I think the video speaks for itself, according to Sunrise Police Chief Anthony Rosa. South Bend police officers fairly shot a man Friday near an elementary school after he apparently pointed a gun at officers during a standoff, Northern Indiana police said. Witness statements and police video show that Dante Cottrell, 51, was threatening to take his own life and appeared to be waving a handgun outside a St. Joseph County elementary school. Cottrell later died at a hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, convicted of contempt of Congress earlier this month, will ask a judge to allow him to exhaust his appeals before any punishment takes effect. This raises the prospect of years of litigation and a Supreme Court petition before the case is finished. A dust-up over charter schools.
Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale College in Michigan, answered the call of Tennessee Governor Bill Lee earlier this year. Lee wanted 100 more charter schools in his state. Arnn said he would launch 50 of them. But 6 months later, Lee has distanced himself from Arnn after he said teachers are, quote, trained in the dumbest parts of the dumbest colleges. He made the comments in front of an audience that included Lee, who is known as an advocate for charter schools and school vouchers. So far, three applications for three Hillsdale-related charter schools have been rejected. No comment from a Hillsdale spokesperson. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And the most anticipated grouping of the LIV golf event at Donald Trump's National Golf Club at Minster was an unusual fivesome that teed off a day before the actual tournament began. Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau, two of the biggest golf stars to join the Rebel Tour, were chosen in that group. They were joined by former President Donald Trump, whose course they were playing on, and his son Eric. Yasser Al-Rumayyan, who governs the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund that funds the upstart circuit, rounded out the group before later peeling off. Mr. Trump? Well, he acted like he owned the place. I'm Tony Marusso, and this is USA Radio News.